you are about to experience a hint of the whirlwind that different audiences have been caught up in, and that is the greatest love of all, the Whitney Houston show, performed by our very own Belinda Davids, originally from Port Elizabeth. She's gone on to just blow people's minds as she's performed on different stages, including the Apollo in New York, this show that tells the story and the music of Whitney Houston. And she's here with us. Hello, Belinda.
Hi.
But we're
Thank
both kind of excited but sad at the same time. I just saw news that music veteran Philip Dabane has passed away.
My deepest condolences, first of all, to his fans and his family.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what a great iconic artist. I remember seeing him at the Cape Town Joy of Jazz at the Rosie stage. Yeah. It was such a privilege to have him there doing his thing, singing songs from Malombo and the son of Mamelodi. Just what an icon in our music scene. So yes, condolences indeed. So how are you?
I am good. I think I'm still trying to sort of get back, you know, to my grounds, my territory, my feet.
Yes.
I'm still trying to find my feet after what's happening.
Because it's been crazy. Were you stunned by the reception that you got at the Apollo?
Absolutely.
I mean, people, Steve Harvey was gushing and just kept going on and on.
I know. I it's the weirdest thing because I don't remember the performance itself. I just, everyone came. It was an out of body experience. And I look at it sometimes and I go, why do I not remember that performance? Like, it was so, I was on such a natural high that, you know, everyone was saying to me, did you see Steve Harvey walking behind you? I was like, no, I didn't see it. But it doesn't matter because I was there and I was experiencing that stage where Whitney Houston recorded The Greatest Love of All. She was on that stage and she belongs to New York. Do you know what I mean? So it was to be received in that manner with a standing ovation from people who knows her.
Yeah.
That was special.
Absolutely. But you're a girl, you're from PE.
I am
you moved
from
to Cape Town.
Yes, I did.
And how did you end up in, what was that? The BBC's Even Better Than the Real Thing show.
Oh, that, see now that even that title is like, I feel like it's a bit ambitious, don't you think?
Hey, but to if it say, is, it is.
To say, no,
even
because,
better than the real
you know,
thing.
For me, it's like, there is no one other than Whitney Houston. There's only Whitney Houston. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just paying tribute to this woman, and I feel that I have to do it at the best of my ability. So the fact that they did that, and then they did the comparison, I was like, oh,
Belinda,
Lord.
Come on, you won. You won. This BBC show, Even Better Than the Real Thing musical contest. You won it.
I'll own that.
How did
take
you
that.
Enter? What gave you the...
Actually, they were looking. They were looking for me. They came to me. I was doing the Cape Town shows, and the producer, Maisie, came to me and she said to me, this is not really an audition. I just want you to sing for the executive producers of the show, of BBC. That's it. Other than that, you're definitely coming to the show to perform, to compete against other tribute artists, which was incredible.
That is incredible. But you've been singing since, what, 14?
I've been singing since 5.
Professionally, 14.
Yeah.
What's a kid doing singing professionally at 14? What are you doing singing professionally?
You know?
Like, what does that entail? Where are you at shows?
I was doing competitions. I was performing in Port Elizabeth. I was at the Opera House and I was performing with my band. And I, you know, and I, at 16, I got my record deal. I know, it's crazy. I know, I was in clubs at 14. You know, you're not supposed to be in clubs at 14. You're supposed to be in school at 14.
And where is you didn't have vocal training? Have you gone on to do that after?
I still haven't.
That's incredible.
I think that when you get to know your body and you take care of yourself and you learn that there's certain things that you can do and you cannot do. Of course, I go to my ENT and I make sure that everything is clear up there. I have to make sure that everything is good.
Clubs.
You know. All that secondhand smoking.
Yes, exactly.
It's not a good thing.
No.
But you have to take care of your body in order to be able to do 6 nights a week belting out Whitney Houston songs. 21 songs every night.
So let's talk about this range, because that's another thing about your talent. You have a 4-octave vocal range, which allows you to really reach these highs, but also be able to sing across different genres and styles.
Yes. You know, she had a 5-octave.
Oh.
Mariah Carey is 6 octaves.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just good enough to get those high notes, you know, but it's definitely something that, you know, you have to you practice mm-hmm. over a period of 25 years mm. to get to this point. And that's what happened.
Off air, we were talking about some of the plans around the show. Mm-hmm. It's coming to Johannesburg yes. on the 21st of June. That's yes. the opening night.
Yes.
And it's going to be sold out. I think there'll be demand for even more, right? For it to be extended, for you to come back and so on. And then
I
you go
so.
To other places like the US, to Moscow, Cape Town, you name it.
Yes.
You are busy till 2020. Not many of us can tell you what we'll be doing in 2020.
I know, but you know what? I'm blessed in that way, and I'm lucky in that sense that, you know, I you know, people are taking that chance. You know, they are taking the chance on me to book me that far ahead of time. Mm. You know, when we started this whole thing, I didn't even think anything was going to come from it. You know, but in order to, I work hard.
Mm.
And the people around me work hard, you know, and the point is to have longevity. So, yes, I'm going to take care of myself to make sure that I make it to 2020.
Yes, absolutely. And then your own career, well, this is your career, but I mean in terms of your own music,
yeah.
because people also need to hear your sound.
Yeah, the demand is definitely getting stronger to hear my own stuff. And
will you record?
I am definitely busy right now, so it's in the making. It's going to be a process, though. You know, to sort of separate myself from, you know, being Whitney. However, I will tell you that it's going to be a good mix.
Okay.
It's going to be a good balance.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm absolutely loving your energy. You need to check her out. Go to the 702 Facebook page. I walked in here and I was like, bam, got hit by all this glamour. She's absolutely glamorous. We're preparing for the performance. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, Belinda Davids will perform a couple of Whitney Houston classics. We've got Where Do Broken Hearts Go? It's a beautiful song. It's not right, but it's okay. One of Whitney Houston's later hits while she was still recording. And then the third song, I Want to Run to You. You're going to have... Yeah.
Just don't cry, okay?
I'm not going to cry.
Because then if you cry, then I have to cry, and then I won't be able to sing.
Okay, I'll try.
And I still have a few things that I have to do today.
I do have a reputation for crying. So you prepare, let's take a break. I get my tissues. And then after this, we bring you the greatest love of all performance by Belinda Davids.
It's Friday, and that means it's 702 Unplugged.
But there's something on my mind. You see, I haven't been the same since that cold November day. We said we needed space, but all we found was an empty place. And the only things I learned is that I need you desperately. So here I am, and can you please tell me how, where do broken hearts go? Can they find their way home? Back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there. And if somebody loves you, won't they always love you? I look in your eyes, and I know that you still care for me. Ooh, ooh, baby, I've been around enough to know that dreams don't turn to gold, and that there is no easy way. No, you just can run away. But what we have was so much more than we've ever had before. And no matter how I tried, You're always on my mind. So here I am, and can you please tell me, oh, where do broken hearts go? Can they find their way home? Back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there. And if somebody loves you, won't they always love you? I look in your eyes, and I know that you still care for me. Now that I am here with you, I'll never let you go. I look into your eyes, and now I know. Now I know. Where do broken hearts go? Can they find their way home? Back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there. And if somebody loves you, won't they always I look in your eyes, and I know that you still care. Where do broken hearts go? Can they find their way home? Back to the open arms of a love that's waiting there. And if somebody loves you, won't they always love? I look in your eyes, and I know that you still care for me, for me. You still care for me.
It's Friday, and that means it's 7:02 Unplugged.
Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat. Oh, whoa. Then they hung out. You came home around 3, yes you did. And 6 of y'all went out, then 4 of you really cheap, yeah. 'Cause only 2 of you had dinner. I found your credit card receipt.
It's not right, but it's okay. I'm gonna make it anyway. Pack your bags up and leave. Don't you dare come running back to me. It's not right, but it's okay. I'm gonna make it anyway. Close the door.
I do need your keys.
I'd rather be alone than unhappy, yeah.
Packing back so you can leave town for a week. Yes, I am. The phone rings, and then you look at me.
My turn to look at me.
You said it was one of your friends down on 54th Street, but so why the 213 show up on your call ID? Oh, I've been through all this before.
So how could you be?
Don't think about it, don't think about it. Things won't get done.
Things are gonna change.
Things are gonna
There's
change,
no
baby.
Yeah. You
There's no chance for
you have to leave.
Say yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't,
yeah.
Turn around,
don't you turn around. There's no more tears left here for you to see. I wasn't really with you going on like that. Don't, oh. You say I'm moving on, and I refuse to turn back. Hey. See, all of this time, I thought I had somebody down for when it turns out you're making a fool of me. Oh, oh, oh.
It's okay.
So not for okay.
I'm gonna
make it anyway.
Make it
anyway. Pack your bags. Get up and
leave.
Don't you dare mess with me, babe. In the run, that's okay, baby. Be my woman. Take care of my face. Take care of my
face.
Oh, 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 oh. That's not right. That's okay, baby. Man, anyway, pack your bags. Get up and
leave.
It's not right.
It's okay.
Make it anyway. Pack your bags and leave your keys. Rather be alone than unhappy. Oh.
I'm losing my mind. I feel like Whitney Houston is like right here. Oh, are we gonna even have time for that? Are we gonna have time? You can. Okay.
Ooh, I know that when you look at me, there's so much you just don't see. But if you would only take the time, I know in my heart you'd find. Oh, but all the girls are scared sometimes. We ain't always strong. Can't you see the hurt in me? I feel so all alone. I wanna run to you. You hold me in your arms and keep me safe from harm. I wanna run to you. Ooh-hoo. But if I come to you, ooh-hoo, tell me, will you stay or will you run away? Play the role of someone always in control. But at night I come home and turn the key. There's nobody there. No one cares for me. Oh well, what's the sense of trying hard to find your dreams without someone to share it with? Tell me, what does it mean? I wanna run to you. I wanna run to you. Won't you hold me in your arms and keep me safe from harm? I wanna run to you. But if I come here to wipe away my tears, to kiss away my fears. Oh, you hold me in your arms and keep me safe from harm around to you. Ooh, ooh. But if I come to you, ooh, tell me, will you stay or will
the beautiful vocals of Belinda Davids. Oh, I'm losing my damn mind. The show starts on the 21st of June until the 8th of July at Empress Palace. It is not to be missed. Tickets from 160 to 250 Rand from the 21st of June until the 8th of July at Empress Palace.